If you're a fan, you'll either be celebrating or commiserating today. And if you're not, you're probably just relieved that it's all over for another 4 years. But you might be interested to learn that World Cup fan rivalry and debate doesn't just extend to what team is the best. Whenever it rolls around every 4 years, arguments about what to call the game also heat up. Is it soccer? Or is it football? Professor Zilke Maria Vinek is the co-author of the book It's Football, Not Soccer, and Vice Versa, on the history, emotion, and ideology behind one of the internet's most ferocious debates. Thanks for joining me on RN Drive.
My privilege. Thanks for having me.
That's a pretty long book title, Zilke. Is it really one of the internet's most ferocious debates?
It is, certainly, if you compare it to the pointlessness of the debate. It is amazing how heated discussions get about something that should matter so little.
I've got to pick you up on that. A pointless debate that you've devoted a book on. Why did you decide to go there?
Precisely because it's so pointless. We're wondering, what can it be? What's really behind this? Because if people get into such heated fights about something that should matter so little, you got to wonder what's really going on there, right? I mean, people threaten to bash your head in, and so on and so on, if you use the word soccer. So it cannot be about the words. There must be something else behind it, we thought.
What did you find out? What is the history? Where does the word soccer come from?
Well, the most important thing is that these debates are usually directed at Americans. So the people who get yelled at are Americans for using the word soccer. So it's mostly a sense that this is an American word and it must be opposed. What people tend not to know is that soccer is actually an English word that was coined in Oxford in the late 19th century by students at the university. And it was in wide use in England and the UK well into the 1970s. People started realizing that in America, everybody called it soccer. Nobody called it football. And it became a pariah word in the UK.
You reckon they stopped because it became adopted by Americans and it became part of what, anti-American sentiment in some way?
Absolutely. Americans had always called it soccer. So in every country, in every Anglophone country, football is the word for the most popular code. So in America, that's American football, also in Canada. In Ireland, soccer is widely in use because Gaelic football, at least in some parts of the country, is the primary code of football. And when we looked at the historical data, so if you look at the 18th century or the 19th century, before the game gets codified, football can mean any number of games.
So apart from soccer and football, are there any other names for the game?
Oh, there are hundreds. One of the funnest parts of writing this book was to put together the appendix, where we tried to find words in every language on earth. A lot of countries use a derivative of football, like football in South America, but African languages, for instance, they all have their own word for the game. So I think we have about 300-400 words.
That's incredible. So, of course, Australia too has traditionally used the term soccer, but I've noticed that there's a strong push to use the word football instead. You have a whole chapter devoted to Australia. What did you discover?
We do. We found Australia such an interesting case because mostly the debate fought between nations, predominantly between the UK and between America, whereas in Australia, it's a debate within Australia. And there's this very interesting occasion when The Guardian, they called the sports section soccer, and they got swamped with protests. And so the editor-in-chief actually called this Soccergate, and they had to defend their decision in two separate editorials. It was wild.
So what term do you use?
I go with, you know, whatever the local flavor commands. In America, soccer is easier because if you use football, you know, you always have to explain football, by which I mean soccer, not American football. So it gets very long.
Look, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a, who would have known, people threatening violence against others for using what they consider to be the wrong word. People really need to get a grip. Thank you so much for your time.
They sure do. Thank you, Patricia.
That's Professor Zilke Maria Vinek. She's the co-author of the book It's Football, Not Soccer, and Vice Versa, on the history, emotion, and ideology behind one of the internet's most ferocious debates, joining me there on RN Drive.